incoming message.
You ever have one of those days when you're just one bad email away from declaring, "That's it, I'm done, I'm joining a monastery and learning to knit socks for llamas"? Yeah, we've all been there. I've been there this week. It's that moment when you stare into the abyss, also known as your laundry pile, and wonder, has the universe just forgotten about me entirely? But let me tell you something real. Don't you dare give up on yourself. Not now. Not after everything you've already pushed through. You think you've come this far just to come this far? No! You didn't survive that heartbreak, that job loss, that identity crisis, and 3 full seasons of emotional whiplash just to throw in the towel now. You're not a towel thrower. You are a towel washer, hanger-upper, and let's go againer. Breakthroughs don't come with flashing signs and party music. No, they often show up in disguise, usually dressed like failure, boredom, or just one more disappointing Tuesday. You think it's over, but really, it's just awkward middle montage energy. You know, that part in the movie where everything looks bleak and the main character questions it all, and then, boom, cue the turning point. That's you right now. So what if your big break feels like it's running on dial-up? You've got something stronger than momentum. You've got resilience with a sense of humor. And let's be honest, that combo, unstoppable. So, no, you don't get to quit on yourself. Yeah, you can rest, you can rage, you can scream into a pillow named Steve, but you do not get to give up because your next chapter needs you. That version of you on the other side of this, they are so glad that you kept going. So now, deep breath, shoulders back, recaffeinate if necessary, and keep going.